Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The center fielder, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Putman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Putman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeJesu hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Perez reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Warren Cromarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Carter reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. Cromarty goes all the way around to score. Carter moves to third. It's 2-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Expos. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Putman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vail hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Vail reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Putman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Blackwell bunts towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rochelle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Trillo trying to get to home. Valentine throws the ball into Carter, who tags Trillo, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Putman moves to third. Two outs. Ivan De Jesus, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. De Jesus is 0-1 in the game. De Jesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Putman scores. Rochelle moves to second. It's Expos, 3, Cubs, 3. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Rochelle trying to get to home. Spear throws to Carter, who tags Rochelle for the out. De Jesus moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cash is 0-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dawson is 0-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentine is 0-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buckner is 0-1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vail is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Vail hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kingman is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Perez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Putman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parrish is 0-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Putman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trillo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. One out. Ed Putman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Putman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Putman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rochelle hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Twichell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twichell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Putman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeJesu hits a pop-up beyond second. Cash can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott bunts towards the mound. Twichell fields it and throws to first for the out. DeJesu moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards third. Putman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Putman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Putman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Putman hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive beyond third. Putman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Cromartie moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Del Unser pinch hits for Wayne Twichell. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. Greg Gross pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash misplays the ball. That's an error on Cash. Gross moves to second. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesus bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Cash covering, for the out. Gross moves to third. Biotner moves to second. 1 out. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Darold Knowles now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer bunts towards the mound. Knowles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gross scores. Biotner moves to third. It's Expos, 4, Cubs, 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Biotner scores. Mercer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Jerry Perthel now pitching. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Mercer. The throw to Perthel covering the plate. The slide. Mercer is out. Kelleher moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Mercer now playing right field. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Greg Gross now playing left field. Larry Biotner now playing first BA. Dave Cash batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perthel fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Carter. Rader moves to third. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. Gross moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesu is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Spear strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Jerry Perthel. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hutton takes first base on ball 4. Cromartie moves to second. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cash is 0 for 4 in the game. Cash strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.